each one of us is a living book, really.
A weekend event hopes to build understanding in Haines, and Kukesh talks dream changes to the permanent fund. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Tara Bicknell. That news and more up next. The senator representing Alaska's largest legislative district is supporting major changes to the state's permanent fund and the governor's scholarship program. Albert Kukesh, an Angoon Democrat, spoke during the Native Issues Forum in Juneau Wednesday. Kukesh, who could be serving his final term, speculated on what he would do if he was king for a day. He said the $41 billion permanent fund should be divided into three accounts. One, starting with $20 billion, would fund annual dividends. The second, with half of what's left, would become an education endowment. The third would use what remains to form an energy and transportation endowment.
I'm not the king for the day, but that's something I wish we could do, and I wish people would think about it. And I'd take that whole thing for a vote of the people. Tell me what you think, because we could take $20 billion and give you a permanent fund check for the rest of your life and guarantee it.
Kukesh also said he would change Governor Sean Parnell's scholarship program. He said it helps very few rural students who attend small schools with few, if any, specialized staff. He said he told Parnell he would instead put the money into the Head Start preschool program.
I said, Governor, we don't need the money on this end of the spectrum for elite scholars. We need it on the other end of the spectrum for students that are just starting out so they have good beginnings.
Kukesh represents more than 125 villages and small cities in Southeast, Prince William Sound, and the interior, including Skagway and the communities of the Chilkat Valley. He's in his 16th year in the legislature. He faces an uphill re-election battle because reapportionment left him in a Southeast-only district with only a quarter of his current constituents. That puts him up against Sitka Republican Bert Stedman, who will retain about three-quarters of his current Senate district. You probably noticed that Alaska is full of characters. What if you could sit down and learn the story behind some of them, just like reading a book?
Each one of us is a living book, really. We've all been through experiences that have taught us things that we can share with other people.
Janine Allen and John Hagen are with the Haynesboro Public Library, the first library in the state known to host an international event called the Human Library. The one-day event this weekend features certain members of the Haynes community as books and makes them available to kind of check out for a few minutes. The idea is to enable people to break stereotypes by challenging the most common prejudices in a positive and humorous manner.
It's an international movement. It started in the early 2000s in Denmark, and it was a response to hate crimes.
Years earlier, in the 1990s, a mutual friend of five young Danes from Copenhagen was attacked and stabbed. He survived, but the friends wanted to raise awareness and use peer group education to mobilize their peers against violence. In a few years, the organization had 30,000 members, and now the movement has grown to inspire human library events all over the world. Over the next month, there are events in Novgorod, Russia, Waterford, Michigan, Halifax, Nova Scotia, and Haines, Alaska.
As far as I know, we are the first organization or library to do a human library in Alaska. This is something that's happening all over the rest of the United States right now, in Canada, and all over Europe. But as far as I know, we're the first in Alaska.
The idea is to talk to a person you likely recognize because, well, it's small town Alaska, but you may not know or even understand, and take in the conversation like you would read a book, with an open and curious mind.
I think it'll be a chance for people to get to know an individual. And I mean, sometimes you might have an idea of a person and you see them at the grocery store and you think you know a lot about them. But if you actually sit down and have a conversation with them, hopefully you will learn things about them that never even occurred to you. And it makes it a lot harder to see in black and white terms.
Janine and John have seven human books confirmed for Saturday. They say just about everyone they asked was open to the idea. They're even interested in doing future human library events after this one.
I was surprised at the openness which people approached this kind of crazy new idea.
It seems like everybody that we talked to had an idea for a book, and everybody that we talked to as an idea for a book had a couple other people that said, oh, you should talk to these people. Yeah. These people would be great.
And a couple of the people just contacted us on their own and said, you know, I would make a really great book, and here's why. And they convinced me.
To participate as a so-called reader, you can go to the Haynesboro Public Library this Saturday between 1:30 and 3:30 p.m. and sign up to check out a book or person by getting a human library card for the afternoon.
You know, you can actually renew them if no one else has a hold on the person. And you need to be respectful. I mean, these people are taking time out of their lives to share these experiences, and some of them might be a little difficult or emotional. So, I mean, we're not anticipating anything like this, but just people need to treat our books with respect. So our reader at this event, after they received their library card, they would flip through a binder and see all the different books that are available and information about them, and select one. The checkout period is 20 minutes, and you'll have the chance to ask person questions about his or her life or experiences. Probably the book will say, "Why did you pick me?" And there will be a reason why you selected one of the books over the other and others. And you can ask them questions that you would never be able to ask them if you were running into them at the grocery store or if you don't even know them.
The program is put on by a grant from the Institute of Museum and Library Services and involves the Chilkoot Indian Association. The books that'll be available for checkout are varied, and they're all Haynes residents.
Well, Never Books is kind of a very diverse book that goes around, but one of the things is that this book will explain and talk about is some experiences embedded as a reporter in Iraq, and they would be willing to talk more about the experiences that led him to that event and some of the things that they dealt with and worked with over there.
Yeah, and one of them, he's titled himself "Let the Chips Fall Where They May," and he's this incredible, dynamic local artist. He is actually an Air Force veteran, and I do have another book who's also a veteran. Another book we have has titled herself "Creativity and Transformation: How Impossible Odds Became a Reality." We have another woman. This is a person who called me and said, "I want to be a book." She moved here from Britain in 1944. So she grew up in Great Britain and came over during World War II to the United States, experienced incredible culture shock. We have a veteran who's going to talk a little bit about what it's like to go to war, what it's like to be Air Force colonel, command pilot, flying in combat.
The Human Library event happens in Haynes this Saturday, February 25th, from 1:30 to 3:30 p.m. Anyone is welcome to come by the Haynes Library and check out a real live human book during that time.
For Haynes in particular, it is a creative way to develop and enrich local communication.
Alaska Federation of Natives President Julie Kitka warns that the continuing federal budget battle could impact essential services, but she says it's hard to tell where the axe will fall.
We could see programs that we have spent decades building up and working and just will disappear in the budget axe as they deal with those federal deficits.
She told those attending Juneau's Native Issues Forum on Wednesday to be ready for a last-minute call to action if major programs face significant cuts. At the same time, Kitka expressed optimism about Native Americans' chances in the coming year. She pointed to an upcoming conference in Washington, D.C., co-sponsored by the Center for American Progress. The think tank is closely tied to the Obama administration.
It's one of those opportunities you make of it what you can. It may turn out to be economic development issues that can pop out of this and get done. It could be renewable energy. It could be, you know, regulatory changes. A whole array of things.
Kitka said the conference is a major focus for AFN during the last year of the Obama administration's first term. The Yukon Sourdough Rendezvous this week celebrates the 70th anniversary of the Alaska Highway. The annual celebration in Yukon is more than 60 years old and lines up days of games and entertainment in Whitehorse. This year commemorates the 1942 beginnings of the Alcan, which was constructed during World War II to connect the contiguous U.S. to Alaska through Canada. The annual celebration in Yukon started just 3 years after the highway itself, as Yukon Carnival Week, called an elaborate program of winter sports in which professionals and amateur sports enthusiasts of the U.S., Alaska, and Canada will participate. It included a dog team derby, amateur fancy skaters, an international hockey game, and snowshoe skee-ball game. In 1947, they introduced a beard contest, where rules required beards to be below the mouth from January 1st to February 23rd to promote the carnival. Ministers, food handlers, men over 50, and men in uniform were allowed to be exempt due to regulations the carnival said was beyond their control. Rules that appeared in the White Horse Star on January 10, 1947 also stated that any man found not advertising the carnival in this manner would be tried for non-support. The beard contest still happens, although with updated rules, and there's an addition of a competition of hairy legs and of tattoos. There's a spelling bee for English and French, casino games, talent show, a fiddle show, a 1940s-themed dance party, the Sourdough Sam Tall Tale-Telling Contest, trapper competitions, a family wilderness survival contest, dog pulls, log toss, ski jor events, a pet parade, a dog howling contest, and, of course, crowning of this year's Sourdough Queen, all taking place during Yukon Sourdough Rendezvous in Whitehorse, February 23rd through 26th. You can see the full schedule at yukonrendezvous.com. For KHNS, I'm Tara Bicknell.